New Connection, Book 2. Unit 1, Roommates.
Vocabulary. Task 1. 1. Flexible. 2. Get along. 3. Responsible. 4. Neat. 5. Anxious. 6. Pleasant. 7. Talkative.
Listening and speaking. The perfect person. James and Doug talk in front of their apartment building.
Hey, Doug, what are you up to?
The same as usual. I'll move my stuff into my apartment later. How about you?
Nothing much. My new roommate will arrive tomorrow. I'm kind of anxious.
What's wrong?
I'm worried that we won't get along.
Well, what kind of roommate do you want?
I get along well with responsible people. It's important to have trust.
Yeah, you want to live with people you can count on.
Exactly. So what do you look for in a roommate?
I just want a pleasant one. And quiet people aren't fun to live with. I think they're boring. I like to chat with my roommates every now and then.
Really? I don't need a talkative roommate. We don't have to be friends. I'm pretty flexible. I just want someone neat. I don't want to clean up after anyone.
I agree. I can't stand living with untidy roommates. I hope your new roommate is thoughtful. Let me know how things go.
I will. Take care.
You too.
Language focus. Task 1. Speaker 1. Evan.
I'm an easygoing guy, so I'd like to meet an easygoing girl. If she's friendly and relaxed, chances are that I'll get along with her. I like sweet, thoughtful girls. Really, I just want to find an understanding and friendly person. But there's one thing. I'm neat and tidy. I don't want a messy girlfriend. She should always clean up after herself. In fact, I can't stand untidy people. Except for that, I'm pretty flexible. I just want a good listener, but she also has to be neat.
Speaker 2, Sherry.
I don't want a boring or lazy boyfriend. I'd rather have someone active and exciting. I'm very energetic, and my boyfriend would have to be energetic as well. I like swimming and being outdoors. If a guy has never tried these things before, that's okay. I just hope that he can be open-minded and adventurous. I'm pretty talkative, so I'd prefer an outgoing guy. He should share the same interests as me, or at least be willing to try something new. That's the kind of guy that I want.
Grammar. Task 2. Dialogue 1.
Congratulations on winning the lottery, Bill. What are you going to do now?
I haven't made any plans yet. First, I'm going to have to think about it.
Well, what do you think you'll do?
I'll travel around the world. I'm visiting Asia first. After that, I'll go to Africa. I'll just make the decisions while I'm traveling.
Are you going to travel by yourself?
Of course not. I'll be going with my wife.
No matter what you do, I'm sure that you'll have a good time.
Thanks. And who knows? Maybe someday you'll win the lottery.
I hope so. I'm going to buy some new tickets tonight. Wish me luck.
I will.
Dialogue 2.
We won all of this money. I can't believe it. What are we going to do with it?
I'm not sure. This week, I think we'll celebrate, right?
That's a great idea. But what are we going to do after that?
We should start a business. We'll have fun if we do that, don't you think?
We definitely will. But what kind of business are we opening?
How about a restaurant?
A restaurant will require a lot of work. I don't want to work anymore. I'm relaxing for the rest of my life.
But I really want to try it. Will you help me?
Well, why not? All right. We're going to open a restaurant.
Dialogue 3.
I know you, Mr. Wilson. You won the lottery.
That's right. Just call me Tom.
So now you're going to buy a house?
Yes. Will you be able to help me?
No problem. We have a lot of houses available. I'm sure we'll find one that you like.
Great. I think I'm going to enjoy looking for a house.
Of course you're going to. Would you like to start looking tonight?
Sorry, but tonight I'm having dinner with my friends. We're going to celebrate.
When can we start?
I'll be ready next week. How about Monday?
That will be fine for me.
Okay, see you Monday.
Reading.
Health is in your mind. What do you like to eat? How often do you work out? You can probably answer these questions, but do you know the reasons for your answers? Everything is related to your personality. Our personality type determines how we think, talk, and live. Your personality, for example, can affect your eating habits. Chocolate lovers are emotional. They love sweet food, like candy and ice cream. Carbohydrate eaters want bread and pasta when they are under stress. Personality can also influence how you exercise. If you're a relaxed person, group workouts, like a cycling class, may suit you. If you're hardworking and serious, you should exercise with a fit person. This is why knowing your personality type is useful. Understanding your personality helps you make changes and improve your life. There are lots of personality types. Extroverts enjoy talking and working with others. Introverts are the opposite. They are more private and prefer to work alone. A thinking person uses facts to make decisions. A feeling person comes to decisions through emotion. Doctors are learning more about personality types all the time. If you're interested in learning about your real personality, go online and find out. You might learn some amazing things about yourself.